Psalm 8 is all over our liturgy today, and this morning for our reading, I thought it'd be interesting to hear the reading as it comes to us from two different translations. So Don Faber-Langendoon will be reading a verse from Eugene Peterson's very creative translation called The Message, and I will immediately follow that with the New Revised Standard Version translation, which is just a little bit familiar. Just so you can get a sense of the difference of these two ways of thinking about the beauty of God's creation. Huh?
God, brilliant Lord, yours is a household name.
O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
Nursing infants and verbal courses about you, toddlers shout songs that drown out any talk and silent in death.
You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and infants, you have founded a bulwark because of your foes, to silence the enemy and the avenger.
I look up at your macro skies, dark and enormous, your handmade sky jewelry, moon and stars mounted in their settings. Then I look at my micro self and wonder, why do you bother with us? Why take a second look at that part way?
When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established, what are human beings that you are mindful of them? Mortals that you care for them?
Yet you so narrowly miss being gods, bright Eden's non-light. You put us in charge of your handcrafted world, repeated to us your Genesis charge, made us lords of sheep and cattle, even animals out in the wild. Birds flying and fish swimming, whales singing in the ocean deep.
Yet you have made them a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor. You have given them dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under their feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas.
God, great Lord.
O Lord, our Sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Pray with me. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. I feel a little bit like I should play the role of Wizard of Oz this morning and say, pay no attention to the noise outside your windows. Right. This morning, friends, we are wrapping up our Christianity and Culture series, where we try for a few weeks each summer to think together about how God's presence is manifest in the culture around us and how that presence connects with Scripture, or vice versa. So far we've talked about music, and specifically the music of Justin Hines. That very first Sunday we had some technical difficulties, and we sent you all the clips and the songs and the joyful noise of Justin Hines' life and the music that he makes, all from a wheelchair. The second week we watched a clip from the film Hugo, where Hugo and Isabella were talking about purpose. And we talked about how that scene addressed what the psalmist was getting at in Psalm 139, verses 13 through 18, and what the prophet Micah was all about in describing our purpose in Micah 6:8. Then we combined the Christianity and Culture series and talked about the bestseller, the Bible. And we combined the Bible with our Read Through the Bible in a Year series in week 3. And we talked about specifically that chapter in 2 Chronicles where good King Josiah led the nation of Israel to a point of repentance. And we thought together about how imperfect people will always be about imperfect repentance, which is why we always need to be in a state of humble confession to each other and to our God. And then we spent some time that particular week reflecting on our own constant need for repentance as we came to the cross with our ripped sticky notes and left them there. knowing that Christ always makes things new for us, again and again and again. Last week we heard from Rob Yazzie as we dialogued a little bit about technology and the good and the bad of all that is happening in the field. Rob, thanks again for that. And as we were talking a little bit about that experience, we both realized that, boy, we had enough material for Technology Part 2. So maybe next summer. This morning we're wrapping up our series by reflecting a bit on the art of Andy Goldsworthy. Anybody ever heard of Andy? Cool. I stumbled across him when I was having a discussion with another artist one time about the fact that I like to incorporate parts of the woods and water in my pottery. And she asked if I'd ever heard of him, and I hadn't. And so, of course, when I got home, I Googled him up, and I was drawn immediately to his work. His work, for me, leads me to reflect in a new way on the refrain of the psalmist in our reading for today. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. The footnote in my study Bible tells us that this is a hymn celebrating God's glory and the God-given dignity of human beings as we honor the dominion we have been given over the rest of creation. And Goldsworthy's art gracefully draws my attention to this dominion and accentuates God's handcrafted world, as that translation from Psalm 8 that Eugene Peterson puts it. But it also accentuates the beauty and the intimacy and the grace of that world and all of creation in many different ways, shapes, and forms. I will spare you the details of Andy Goldsworthy's growing up and beginnings, which are readily available on Wikipedia and any number of websites. But suffice it to say, by way of introduction this morning, that Andy Goldsworthy is a British sculptor, photographer, and environmentalist who produces site-specific sculpture, or land art, as it's sometimes called, situated in natural and urban settings. He lives and works in Scotland, but his pieces can be found throughout the British Isles and portions of the United States. I like the way Wikipedia describes his artistic style. It says, the materials used in Andy Goldsworthy's art often include brightly colored flowers and stones, icicles, leaves, mud, pine cones, snow, stone, twigs, and thorns. He has been quoted as saying, I think it's incredibly brave to be working with flowers and leaves and petals. I can't edit the materials I work with. My preference is to work with nature as a whole. Goldsworthy is generally considered the founder of the modern rock balancing art, which you will see examples of in the slideshow in just a minute. For his ephemeral works, Goldsworthy often uses only his bare hands, his teeth, and found tools in nature itself to prepare, arrange, and create his art. However, for his permanent sculptures, like Roof, Stone River, Three Cairns, Moonlit Path, and Chalkstones, he has used machine tools. To create Roof, which was a 2005 project that was commissioned at the National Gallery in Washington, Goldsworthy worked with his assistant and five British dry stonewallers who were used to make sure the structure could withstand time and nature. Photography plays a crucial role in his art, due to its very often transient state. In essence, he creates his art just to be photographed, and then he leaves it to decay in its natural state. This decay will, of course, take varying amounts of time, depending on the materials he uses. According to Goldsworthy, each work grows, stays, and then decays. Integral parts of a cycle which the photograph shows at its heights, marking the moment when the work is most alive. There is an intensity about a work at its peak that I hope is expressed in the image. Process and decay are implicit. So this morning I'd like to share with you a very brief musical reflection on the art of Andy Goldsworthy, and as you listen and watch, I pray that his art will speak to you of the intricate and delicate involvement of God and humanity in nature, and the beauty of both, as they are articulated by the psalmist, who said, "O Lord, our Sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth." May God bless our prayerful reflection of his grace, power, and beauty this morning as we look at the art of Andy Goldsworthy.
O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Let's pray. God, help us in our lives to see your beauty and intricacy and grace in nature. Thank you for the hands and the eyes of Andy Goldsworthy. It helps us see that in new and fresh ways. Thank you for the words of the psalmist. We point to your majesty and our sovereignty. And may that sovereignty, Lord, empower us to treat this blue jewel we call earth. Great care and grace.